to the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake postgame stats in a moment, as the Storm Lake girls, the most important stat of all, 56-53 victory. Head coach Jesse Nichols joins me now in our postgame. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the tournament win. That's awesome.
That was our goal going into the season, get better and win that first round. Our motto is on the rise, and I told them from day one, we got to get better every day, because what it comes down to is postseason play. Anything can happen. You know, like we're going to go this Saturday and into Denison, and we're a whole different team. So Denison's got to watch out.
Yeah, that was way back in December. We went down there and played the Monarchs already this year. And, of course, we played the Carroll Tigers this year, too. And ironically enough, same score. And the result on our side once again.
Yeah.
Tell me about this game. You had a 15-point lead, Coach, midway through the third. And they got it down the two a couple of different times in the fourth quarter, but they never, ever did take the lead.
No, our girls, they just didn't back down. When it came down to, you know, stepping up, they stepped up. They just worked hard. We had a tough time today getting a body on a body and getting some rebounds and boxing out, but our girls worked hard. They were red in the face, and they came to play. And like you said, we had a 15-point lead. I thought we were going to run away with it. I thought I was going to get the chance to get the people that don't get in, regularly. But, hats off to Carroll. They played one heck of a game. I mean, they came and they wanted it. And I said, I told the girls, I said, who's going to win this game?
You know, it became very interesting there in the fourth quarter, as I thought we did a good job beating their press throughout the entire game, but yet it did force some turnovers and some crucial situations.
Yeah, especially late. I mean, when they're in panic, when Carroll's in panic mode, okay, they stepped up and put more pressure on us, and then we got in panic mode because they're putting more pressure on us. Like you said, we started off very well. I mean, they actually backed out of the press for a while there, okay? And I thought, this is great, and we're going to be able to walk it, work some clock there on the offensive side, but they got in panic mode, and so did we.
Well, the most important thing is a win tonight.
That's right.
56-53, Coach. This just has to, I know it's a great feeling for you and a chance to take on Dennis and Schleswig. Is there anything you want to share with Storm Lake fans who maybe weren't here that were listening, or for those who were here driving home right now, any other comments?
I'm just proud of the girls. I mean, we work hard. We take pride in preparing for games, and so do I. And I'm just so proud, emotional. I mean, this is what I have so much passion for. I love it. And the girls feel it, and they show passion back.
I remember last year over at Webster City, you guys were down by double digits in the fourth quarter and almost came back and won that game. This year we get a home court in the first round, get the victory. Coach, go celebrate. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk this weekend. And if you want to send some girls up, if they want to come up, feel free.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll get to the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake postgame stats and maybe visit with some of those Tornado players who win it tonight over the Carroll Tigers 56-53. Here are the Vision Care numbers. Tornadoes led at the end of the first. Well, first of all, Carroll led 4-0. And it took Storm Lake 5 minutes and 10 seconds to score. And then we finished that quarter on an 8-0 run, led 8-4 at the end of the first, 22-15 at halftime. Again, a 15-point lead midway through the third, but Carroll cut it to 7 at 35-28 at the end of the third quarter. But Storm Lake hangs on for the win, 56-53. Led tonight in scoring by Rachel Bazzoni's 15. Ariel Bazzoni had 13. Skylar Cole tonight with 10 points off the bench. Kaylee Oler had 8. Brianna Soto with 7. 2 points for Jenna Newman. And Pasha Nui, who's to my right, has 1 point. And she says, go easy on me. What are you talking about? You weren't easy on the Carroll Tigers tonight. Hey, congrats.
Thank you.
Pretty special for you seniors, huh?
Uh-huh.
Now, what was going through your mind when you're at the line, your team's up 3, and I know you missed a couple free throws, but can you share with our listeners maybe what you said to yourself at the time?
I said, you better put it in right now. It's on the line.
Well, I know earlier, though, you made 1 of 2 with 48 seconds left. A thrill. Congratulations on the win. Got a couple of your teammates right behind you, and good luck Saturday down at Denison, all right?
Thank you.
Basha Nui, senior for the Storm Lake Tornadoes. Why don't you hand it to Ariel right there, and we'll get Ariel Bazzoni Congratulations, young lady. 13 points for you. More importantly, your season's still alive. How you feeling, huh?
I feel great right now.
Well, you should.
Yeah.
I mean, how tough was this Carroll team for you and your teammates tonight?
It was pretty tough because they really worked hard. They wanted it too, and they forced a lot of mistakes on our part. So I think they did a really good job, but, like, we were able to pull out with the win. So.
You know, at the same time, though, you guys forced them into a lot of mistakes as well.
Yeah.
Tell me about your game tonight, because you had 13 points. You had some rebounds and some putbacks and some opportunities there in the paint, but also you had to battle a little bit of foul trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. I've kind of always struggled with fouling.
And you know what? You do enough positives you can give and take with a couple fouls. Congratulations, Ariel, on the win. Good luck and enjoy. Good luck on Saturday. Let's get the headset on Brianna Soto right now, another one of our seniors. And Brianna, this has to be pretty special for you, because I remember last year I talked to Coach. We went to Webster City. We had a big deficit in the fourth quarter. You guys almost came back and won that game. And now here for you and your seniors to put a stamp. Not saying the season's done by any stretch, but this is the first time the Storm Lake girls basketball program has won a tournament game since 2010. How you feeling?
You know, I feel great. I'm really happy we were able to pull a W through that. You know, it was a little rough here and then, but I'm just glad we got it together and got the win.
Season is alive and well. The seventh win, I might add, for the Storm Lake Tornado girls this year. A chance to get a little redemption maybe against Denison on Saturday. But can you tell Storm Lake fans, Brianna Soto, how much work you and your teammates and your fellow seniors have done, not just maybe this past year, but I remember you as a freshman playing the Bizzonis too. I mean, you guys have really elevated your game as you've gone along.
Especially our senior class. We've been close together for like the last 6-7 years, and we've played together a lot and put in a lot of work in the off season. We played a summer league this last summer, went to a lot of open gyms, the weight room, just trying to get the program going.
Well, I know there were some young girls here in attendance tonight, those 4th, 5th, 6th graders that were you just a few years ago. They're watching you guys now.
Yep, it's awesome seeing them, and you know, they really do look up to us. Even sometimes with the players, we don't realize that, but they really do.
How about Denison Sleswig? That'll be my last question to you. I know the first half we were there, we were in the game. Second half, it got away from us. What do you remember about the Monarchs?
We didn't show up and play a good game, but we're a different team. We're nothing like what we started. We're a different team, and they should expect something different.
That was then. This is now.
Yep.
Brianna, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Brianna Soto, also Ariel Bizzoni and Pasha Nui. Thank you, girls. Good luck on Saturday against the Monarchs. Tornadoes win it tonight, 56-53. Wells Ag Supply of Fonda, player of the game. What a tough call.